listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place where answers and questions are often the same and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit. Episode 14, Adding Up Monsters. You are in Phase 4, A Broken Cage. From the personal journal of Dr. Maurice Rowe.
This is Dr. Moreau. Psychological aspects of lab equally important as the logical components. We must be able to handle. Advanced AI is mandatory, and for this type of undertaking is, as such, Pixie requires a shared psychological space. Pixie will need to be able to access our. Participants must be willing. Dr. Fields has expressed concerns, criticisms, or just told her. Now is not the time to be guided by our usual standards, as this is an unusual. Proposes to get to the bottom of the question and need at hand, and if possible, try to dig down underneath, even to the actual subconscious. I'm very successful. Also, in the event of failure, this leaves us with a more humane option, in case we... Supplemental wiring and access will be necessary, but I... Within a few weeks. Pixie 3 is capable. Very successful. All tests are... Very, very positive developments. This is a necessary... All such things as evil, oversimplification. To go forward, we must go through a metamorphosis, not just individually, but as a society. We can't keep holding on to our only chance, unified transformation, the process principle that we hold to is personal for us. Erased people, turned through education, and thus finally remade. We also refer to it as an acronym. Very clever, I thought, at least. Not sure there will be enough, so we might need to combine. But in the event of emergency, I think this will suffice. If we fail, it's the weight on my shoulders, and if we do fail, we will have to enact never ever landing protocols. This will be shared psychological space. Won't be able to tell the difference. Most humane method. You see, the human mind is not as difficult to as at first. The key is not establishing fact, but dissuading the subject from accepted fact. We put the onus on the truth, and duplicity. Suggest. For example, just an illustration. If a ball is hurling toward the subject, we have them question the reality of the ball and all of the facts and senses that would lead an individual to accept that there is a ball and that the ball is hurling towards them. So, for example, we suggest that the ball is a trick, again, this is just an oversimplification, but it illustrates the principle that we're utilizing. So until the ball actually hits the subject, they can't feel the ball. So now we have time to implant doubt. How can they know there is a ball if they can't feel the ball yet? Again, gross oversimplification, only for illustrative purposes, but we suggest the ball is an illusion. Now you have the length of time until it hits the subject to maintain doubt, and thus this amount of time to layer another doubt. Eventually, we can suggest that the pain is a lie too. Layer the doubts. Example, how do you know you hurt, or that your brain is just telling you you are hurt because it thinks you are hurt? Or because the senses telling you all of this are working together to trick you. Layer that. Now the bruise is also a trick. This is the founding principle that Pixie works from. Layers and layers and layers of such types of suggestions. Now, they're of course magnified and layered exponentially. Whole series of psychological and neurological cognitive calculations that I care not to go into now, but for all intent and purpose, they're directly inside the neurological link, directly connecting our minds to her. So we layer these suggestions to the degree necessary, and then the mind is susceptible to implant new. Reality becomes mutable. I'm reminded of my favorite poem from James. There are dreams from which new dreams spring, and ships that carry them from whence there is no end. And though such dreams sprout failures, and though they might to our own deaths ascend, we must follow that from with our hearts does sing. To touch a star might burn, to catch the moon might scorn our naked hands, but that from such wounds we can learn, and that from such marks we can be reborn, I would incur a thousand wounds. For if by stretching out our limbs we do stumble, and travel further though we tumble, is not the distance measured by covered land, and not by the manner in which we stand? So to you, brave explorers and world builders, though your structures crumble, and down come your mighty pillars, if they not help us stand taller, even if they be rubble, do they not then still help us grow? And do not their torn arms still carry us to and fro? So do not give up in that sweet abyss, and do not cower inside the vastness's long kiss. Do not waver though yon rubble grow, and embrace thou failure, and through the stars do roam.
Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.